What a poor thing. How do you think he got down here?
Doesn't matter. It's not like he's getting out.
Alex, why do you say such things? He looks so scared.
He's right to be scared.
Lay off him, Alex. At least for now.
Sarah, I've waited my entire life to find a man, and you really just pick the one who probably can't even stand, let alone manage to pleasure us.
Don't listen to her, sweetie. You don't need to worry about that.
Evelyn!
Stop. You're scaring him.
Do you think that I care about a pathetic human?
That is quite enough. We are going to take the human to the underground stream, and you are not going to talk until I tell you to. Is that understood?
Fine.
Don't worry about her. She is nice once you get to know her. We don't mean you any harm, human.
We don't harm people anymore. Especially not injured boys such as yourself.
You don't have to worry about that anymore.
Sure. Tell me to shut up, but allow Milfbrain to accidentally mention her past.
You are part of the problem, you know.
Either you tell him, or I will.
Can you at least wait before you do it?
Yes, I promise that I'll let you tell the story any way you want, once he actually trusts us enough to not try and run away.
He looks frightened. Maybe we should tell him a part of the story, so that his mind doesn't wander.
Alex was referring to our old forms. And don't worry, the form paid the ultimate price for what it did.
Yeah, we were brought back by the Demon Lord, who shaped us into something that wouldn't make the same mistakes.
Okay, that's enough for now. I think we should change the subject.
Finally, we made it.
I don't see why you're complaining. We both took control of the majority of the movements. You just controlled the muscles from the base of your neck and up.
I still feel the rest of her body.
I would rip you out of your socket if there wasn't a chance that another version of you would be born through our regeneration.
Enough bickering. Let's get to helping the human.
Agreed.
All right, pet. Take off your rags.
Alex!
Relax. I'm just joking. But you were going to take off his clothes either way.
Fine. But he is not a pet. He is at worst a roommate and at best our husband.
That look on your face. Did you not know, dear?
I knew that he smelled different than the hero who killed us.
Hercules was a demigod. He's human. What are you getting at?
I can tell the difference between a demigod and a human. But there are some similarities. But here's something interesting that you never let me fantasize about.
I swear to gods, Alex.
Hercules. Fucks.
Do you really just admit that you still fantasize about the man who was ordered by the gods to kill us, only so that you can tell us that this human is a virgin? You do realize how wrong, not to mention deranged, it would have been to mate with a demigod in that form.
Come on, Sarah. He was the son of Zeus. Not only could he take it, but no one would have put it past him.
There are many things that you have said, but this might actually be the worst.
Don't kink shame me.
Not another word. I understand if you're shy, but I really need to see your injuries. So we have been down here for a long time, and the only way someone of your size could get here is a long drop.
Don't worry, honey. We'll be gentle.
Pay no mind to her. Let me just have a look if you're injured. Nothing severe. You're really lucky. At worst, you have some minor bruises and cuts. I'll put you in the water to clean your injuries.
That's it. Just relax, honey.
All right. That should be good. Let's get you dried off and back into your clothes.
Are you serious?
What are you getting at?
Come on. I know you two can feel it.
Feel what?
This is the first human that we've seen in this form. And even in her other form, we've never been fucked. Now that we have a human, a naked one no less, in front of us, you're seriously not going to fuck him. If someone were to look at us, they would think we went in the water. We're practically a fucking waterfall right now. There's probably so much demonic energy between our legs right now that the human wouldn't feel his fucking legs after just two licks of her cunt.
He's in no position to have sex right now, so you will have to wait.
This is pure torture, you control freak.
And we also feel it. It's not my fault that you put yourself further in the mood by bringing up your sexual fantasies involving the demigod who killed us.
Can't you just tell the human about our past instead?
This is going to sound fucked up, but back then, pleasure and what we did were one and the same.
Are you telling me that you are able to get off to the pain we've caused?
Let's find out. I'll tell the story while we walk back.
Sorry, human. I don't think I'll be able to stop her.
Shut up. I'm speaking. Hunting humans back then was something that all monsters did. We were considered one of the strongest. There were only a few people who survived us, and they were so terrified that they created legends about us that span to this day. There was nothing like watching a human look us in the eyes and not even be able to scream because of fear. Being part snake, we always ate our prey whole, and due to our size, there was little chance of them suffocating before making it to our stomach.
I think you're enjoying the flashback a little too much.
You said I can go into every detail.
That was before I learned that murder brought you euphoria.
Back then, it would if I were able to kill a human. In this day and age, the only thing it would bring upon us is guilt and shame.
At least you aren't completely insane.
Aww, that's so sweet.
I hate you.
I'm still going to continue the story. So, one day, this guy claims to be the son of Zeus, comes saying that he has to kill us in an impossible task. Back then, we were able to grow two heads for every one that was cut off. So after I got decapitated for the first time, I honestly fell in love. He wasn't a normal hero. He fought with a passion that I've only heard through legends. If I had vocal cords back then, I would have honestly asked for him to fuck me.
You're going off topic.
Am I?
This is easy for you to say. He cut off my head last after burning your helpless necks. I remember a crab that died almost instantly. And then he used a golden sword given to him by a god. I didn't have the mercy of dying. I was stuck on a rock for so long that my mind fucking broke. Only he knew where I was, and all he did was use my blood to make his arrows more deadly. So I'm sorry if you don't like the fact that if he were alive today, that would be the one person I would kill. I might have been a horrible monster back then, but there's a point where even the merciless deserves mercy. What was that, human?
I think he said that he was sorry.
Sorry? For what? You don't have to be sorry, dear.
Sarah, I never knew. I'm sorry.
Just forget it. There's a reason why we were killed, and there was a reason for the Demon Lord to bring us back like this. Well, we're back. Let's just rest a little. human, now that you know the truth, will you think any less of us? That's a relief. Thank you.
Such a sweet boy.
I guess you're among the better humans out there. All right. The silence is deafening.
Hey, human. Us monsters have unnaturally strong desires. And most of them get a lot worse when we're around a nice man such as yourself.
Holy shit, cut the crap. Human, what she's trying to say is we're horny as hell and we want to ride you until your balls are empty and you're panting and mourning for us.
What she's trying to say is that we want to hold you close and gently squeeze and stroke your cock as you bask in the pleasure and warmth of our body. With your consent, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you're the first person that I've seen in a long time, and I want to make you mine. But what they aren't telling you is that once you come in me, we'll be husband and wife. So, do you want to be my husband? You do? Thank you.
Fucking finally.
I'll lift you up. I want to taste you again. You tasted so good.
Come on, Sarah. That's not a kiss. Let me have him.
Oh, all right. Just don't break him. Please, please don't.
All right. Let me show you how a snake woman kisses. Do you like how my tongue wraps around yours and still has enough length to go down your throat? Ah, oh, yeah. Squeeze my breasts. You like handled roughly, don't you? Squirm on top of me. I want to see your pre-cum through your pants.
Hey, can I have him?
Fine.
I'm going to spoil you, honey.
Hey, Sarah, I'll control the muscles on the inside if you control the arms.
For once we've reached an agreement. Evelyn, grab him with our tail. Bring him closer to me. You look so nervous. Don't be. There you go. Let me just have one more lick. All right.
I'll just line you up.
Oh, yes.
Good boy.
Oh, that feels so good.
I'm going to start moving now.
Come on. Go faster.
Let him get used to the sensation first.
Oh, fine.
I can't believe that. Not only were we forgiven, but yeah, we actually have a husband.
It is quite nice.
I've never felt this happy.
Mm.
Even as a monster, I always felt that something was missing. I'm so happy that I finally found it.
I'm going to go faster now. You're doing so good. I love that look on your face. Such a sweet face. It's so cute. The way you whimper and moan as Alex squeezes our cunt around your cock. It makes me want to go faster.
Yes. But your fucking hips. You better not come before we do. Come on. Keep pounding into us. You're ours now. Oh, I better get used to your dick being our fucking dildo. Oh, you only exist to pleasure us now. Oh, alright. Oh, we're gonna fucking come. You better come with us. Come. Come. Come.
And lie him onto us.
Who's controlling our wings?
Don't worry. I'll wrap them around him.
Well, what do you know? He really can pleasure us.
Shh. He's sleeping.
Fine. I guess he deserves it. Sweet dreams. I love you.
Wait, what was that?
Nothing.
Well, I guess that if she can say it, I definitely have to. I love you, human.
No fear.
It's hard for me to reach him.
Shh. I'm just helping him sleep. I love you, my sweet human.